Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are here with our much anticipated second live stream with Ryan Dawson, friend of the channel for many years. Thank you for clicking on the link in the description box, his Twitter. You can go over to his website. You can support his important work. He's been cancelled by all of the mainstream media platforms. He was resurrected on Twitter by Elon, and he's doing great stuff over there. So please check out what he's doing. So we've had a couple of weeks since we had Ryan last on, and he has been researching the hell out of the Trump assassination attempt, and he's got a lot more information to tell us today. So a huge thank you for coming back, Ryan.
Yeah, it's man, there's a lot going on in the world, but this is still one of the top stories, in my opinion. I mean, they almost got him. They nearly killed the former president, and you could see what they were setting up. If he had been killed, Kamala probably would have grabbed Josh Shapiro as her vice out of president for vice presidency, and Nikki Haley would have probably been chosen by the RNC. It would have been a disaster. Trump's still with us. He's still running, but it went as predicted. Last time I was on the show, they had really only grilled the Secret Service and some of the police. We did not have the Congress talking to the FBI yet. That's now happened as well. And whistleblowers and cops have been volunteering information and talking to the news. So more, the needle's moved forward and more videos have come out as well. I guess some of the people got their cameras taken back. Some had them confiscated, and it took time for those, for that footage to reach the right accounts, basically on Twitter, so the world could see them. And man, it's, as I said, it was going to be, they really are still refusing to answer the most basic questions, and all the footage that comes out just makes it even more damning. It looks like absurd levels of incompetence to the point where you just can't fail this miraculously without it being planned.
So
I understand that people can be incompetent, but not in a way it's like, oh yeah, we just happened to accidentally make a perimeter that did not include that roof and then told them not to guard it. And everybody left their posts at the exact time the shooter, we now know, was walking on the roof. He didn't shimmy across the whole thing, because there's footage of him walking across the roof right in front of the purview of the snipers. Nothing happened.
It seems to me that the mainstream media has, after Kimberly was grilled, Kimberly, Dick Cheney's friend, after she was grilled.
Yeah, Kimberly Cheadle.
It seems that the mainstream media is a case of case closed now. We're all moving on. She's the fault. You know, she's the one responsible. It was her incompetence. Nothing else to report. That seems to be the mainstream narrative.
Well, I mean, they're just, what they've done, the CIA even, the CIA, how credible are they? They came out attacking some of the kook theories, which is a strange thing for them to do. And they went on and on about whoever, unknown people who've been talking about MK Ultra, which was a real program, but had nothing to do with this event. This wasn't like some Manchurian candidate or whatever. This was a simple Trump derangement syndrome. They found some goon that they could groom, same as the Buffalo shooting. They found some loner incel that was easy to manipulate, and they let him carry it out. I mean, he was at the exact right spot, went right to the rooftop, walked across it, got in place, took his shots, missed, well, I got his ear, I guess, but he missed Trump, hit some innocent bystanders, didn't get it done. And everything was set up to help this guy. But it was odd that the CIA spent all this time debunking a red herring, really. I mean, did they just pounding some straw man that no one really believes? On you look at YouTube and the videos getting millions of views are always in the zone of ridiculousness. So when the YouTube is pushing that and oppressing other stories, then you know what's wrong, because YouTube always promotes sensationalist garbage. And that is sort of the, it's what they're doing. It's kind of like the virus deniers for COVID. They're like, oh yeah, that's what the opposition's like. They prop up the ridiculous on purpose. But this is very serious people have looked at this conspiracy of basically allowing this man, boy, whatever you want to call him, to be in place and take his shots. And as I said before, they set up a Pac-Man shaped perimeter that did not include that rooftop, which was not far away at all. It was not even 200 yards away. It was 140. So that's not a hard shot to take, especially the semi-automatic. You probably have two or three chances. It was maybe not the Secret Service that even killed Crooks. We thought it was the second sniper team that turned around and got him one shot. That's what Trump seemed to believe instead of the RNC. But the forensic evidence doesn't really add up. And Larry C. Johnson has been over this. When you look at the blood splatter and the damage to Crooks' head, so for a while we only had the one photograph, but you got to see the roof and the aftermath. And this is really odd, but it appears that someone shot him in the back of the head. And if that's the case, which we would know if there had been an open and public forensic investigation, which there should have been by now, that would know what caliber bullets was the Secret Service using. Because if it's what they're usually using, they should have blown half his head off. Were they using something smaller that day? This is why they will not answer any questions. Why did it end up like this? Why was the scene cleaned up so quickly? None of these things are being answered. And what really lets you know is, like you were saying earlier, when Kim Cheadle testified, she just wouldn't answer anything, not even the most basic stuff. This isn't like Ways and Means for gathering intelligence or something. They're saying, who was there? Give us a list of the people there. She wouldn't do it. Who was a special agent in charge? They're hiding whoever that is. Why? Because that would be the person responsible for deciding to set up a perimeter that does not include a rooftop. It's 140 yards away. And they told the police not to guard that rooftop. You know, it's sloped, so it's dangerous. Don't put anybody there. But they're inside the buildings, and the three windows, one furthest left, you know, left, if you're facing Trump, it would be on your left, where Trump was standing, would have been able to see somebody walk across the rooftop easily. No one was there. So coincidentally, at the time, Crooks is openly walking in front of everybody. That's why they all started yelling, there's a man on the roof with a gun. Then he lays down. Too late. Everyone had left their posts. One guy got locked out of the building. One guy, because he didn't have his key card. The other guy went to go get the first guy. Another man left his post. It's just a comedy. It's like Operation Three Stooges. And now we have video that has come out showing that for minutes, cops were running around outside the building, guns drawn, looking for Crooks, or looking, you know, for the person that they'd seen earlier with a rangefinder and had photographed. didn't know he had used a drone and all that. That'll come out later. It just shows, why don't you have a drone? You have how much money again? How much did the Secret Service spend? You didn't surveil the area with your own drone? Well, apparently they had a drone and they couldn't get cell service or something. They said, like, did you just go to the store and buy another one? It's $300. You could do that. It's totally ridiculous. Nothing happened to work that day. That's why I said he got Epstein. This is, you know, the cameras didn't work, the guards were asleep, and the door was unlocked. And nobody knows who went in and out of the building, but we do. So none of that was answered. I was like, okay, well, look, if this guy did it all by himself, and it's just by chance, cops are running around the building. If you're running around the building and you have your gun out looking for a suspect, why wouldn't you say, hey, get Trump off the stage? Someone's at large. It might be a shooter. And then we were like, well, maybe they did. Maybe they did radio that in. ABC just did a report 2 days ago that said the Secret Service didn't have the same channels, communication channels. So whatever was going on in that area with the police, they weren't talking to the Secret Service. I would like to know why. Was it the cops that didn't send a message or couldn't send a message? And it seems to be they couldn't send a message. They did not have a multi-channel. And why couldn't they send a message? Whose idea was it to set up separate communication comms instead of a common one? How are they supposed to talk to the counter-sniper team if something goes wrong? And there's other mistakes they made. Like if you can't get in, you know, fire your gun in the air, do something, call attention. Maybe they panicked, they didn't think of that. Who knows? But none of the right steps were taken, and it never should have been their responsibility in the first place. They never should have delegated that to local police. The Secret Service is in charge of defending former presidents, and they abdicated their duty to some Pennsylvania cops that apparently are either really horrible at their job or allowed it on purpose. Then we see the footage of them ramming a fence with a car. They couldn't reach the building. They couldn't climb the building. Apparently, one guy hoisted another up. This is this cop's story. No witnesses corroborate this, though. But and the gunman turned his gun at him, so he fell. He let go of the roof, and he fell. And then shortly after, Crooks turns around and starts shooting. This could not have happened unless everybody did the wrong thing at the wrong time, and the drones didn't work, and everybody left the windows, and the cops just ignored people yelling as a guy on the roof with a gun, just sat there looking like, what, huh? And there's only two explanations. Either they're pretending to be stupid because they're afraid, and they just don't want to go confront somebody with a gun, and they're hoping someone else will do it. Or they know he's up there because he's supposed to be up there. That's what they've been ordered to do. And if anyone's like, oh, why would the police obey orders like this? Well, let me remind everybody, all throughout 2020, when they were rallying against Trump with Antifa and BLM, which the name is Black Lives Matter, it has nothing to do with black people, and the name is anti-fascism, but they're not fighting fascists. It's just very nice names. You know, there's nothing wrong with standing up for black lives. There's nothing wrong with opposing fascism, but that's not what either of these groups do. They're just essentially domestic terrorists. And they were allowed by more than one police department to go to more than one city and just openly loot stores, set things on fire, assault people, and they even murdered a few people out west without consequence. Cops were out there taking a knee. And that is how robotic U.S. police departments are. They're trained by the Israelis. You know, they will, if they tell you to shoot the dog, they'll go shoot your dog. They say, let them loot the store, they'll let you loot the store. They say, shoot that person in the head, they will. They follow orders. They're order followers. And if they say, don't guard this roof, don't, you know, just let it go, they will. And it's the same police department in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Beaver County, Beaver Falls, that have allowed Trump supporters to be assaulted in the past and just sat on their thumbs and didn't do anything. So you got to look up at the director, and you look up the governor of Pennsylvania too, who wants to be vice president. On from the top down, it's all anti-Trumpers. So he was led into a kill zone, 100%. And then because if it had only been incompetence, okay, then let's fix it. Let's find out who's responsible. Let's hear whatever lame excuse was they didn't do their job. And then all of you should get fired and you need different training, or the Secret Service should never be allowed to abdicate its duty to a totally incompetent police force that's so out of shape they can't even hop over a fence or climb a roof or have enough discipline to stay at the window when that's their post overlooking a roof that is clearly in line to shoot the president. All these things went wrong. Then we had the FBI testify to Congress, but the FBI is not investigating the Secret Service or the police. The FBI is investigating the shooter. So they start going over his social media. And at first they said, we can't really find any. He has some Google searches about different celebrities, Biden, Trump, one of the royals, I think, it's whatever. Sounded like a made up thing that a boomer would think, a teenager would think, and then just stuck it on his phone. That's what it seemed like. But he had a Gab account. And the owner of Gab found the account and found the post. They're all pro-Biden, by the way. Even though he was registered as a Republican, he donated to Democrats and all the social media that we had at that point, though it's adamantly pro-Biden. When a teenager has Gab, they definitely have the regular stuff, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, the kind of stuff that intelligent people are banned off of. They would have that. Gab is the dregs of society. It's very free speech, but it's something that only someone that really like lives on the internet even knows exists. It's lower than Discord, it's lower than 4chan, it's lower than Reddit. It is the bottom. That's what's on Gab. And he went on Gab to be the reply guy, and they found his post. And what I think happened is he only made like 9 posts on there. So they wiped his social media and didn't realize, they forgot about Gab. He's posting Gab on like 2021 or something, 3 years ago, 9 times. So that got out. To counteract that story, the feds come out with a story saying, oh, we've discovered 700 comments. Nice round number. Sounds plausible. And they start describing this personality, but they won't say comments where, on what, and can we verify this? It just sounds made up. And I don't even want to get lost in the woods on that stuff or care about what his social media or motives were. I want to know how he was allowed to be there and take the shots. So I want to know who it was. Who was responsible for planning that day? Who did the sweep that day? Who decided to make that weird looking perimeter that day? Who decided to abdicate their duty to the cops that day? Why they didn't have channels that everybody could communicate on that day? And why you wouldn't answer this back on when Cheetah was first taken to Congress? Nobody is still given the name. Now, there's a special agent in charge of the FBI. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the special agent who the commanding agent of the Secret Service, who is in charge of the planning, the personnel, and more importantly, the perimeter and how they would communicate. And there's another thing. The Beaver police, because this was Butler and Beaver, they outsourced to adjacent communities. They went out on their own and did an interview with the press to say, we were never briefed by the Secret Service like you're supposed to. And normally, if you're going to outsource any activity to the cops, you would brief them and tell them what their duties are and what exactly, you know, where they're supposed to be, what the responsibilities were. They never had a face-to-face. There was no briefing before the mission. So they're sort of flying blind. That's odd and unexplained. And they came out and said that themselves. They weren't questioned. They weren't subpoenaed. They volunteered that information. Secret Service hasn't volunteered anything. They had to subpoena Kimberly Cheadle. And then she resigns. And the new guy comes in. Yeah, I'd like to know too. Excuse me, sir. You do know. You have to know the answers to these questions. Give us a list of the personnel and the special agent in charge. They're not doing it. So I would hypothesize that it's not just about they don't want somebody getting fired who might tell on everyone else. This is going to end up being some diehard never Trumper, and it's going to look so bad. And whoever it is so nasty that they can't wipe every trace of where they bump in their mouth. The only other explanation I can think of is that some DEI hire, and they don't want to, for that to fall apart and look bad at somebody who totally did not deserve to be there, but was there because of the right ethnic group or sex or sexuality or whatever that he got a job for and totally didn't do the job they're supposed to do. But I don't believe it's incompetence. You cannot decide to not have a briefing, to pull personnel off of Trump's regular detail, to deny that you pulled resources off it and then get proven that you did, to not name the special agent in charge, to make a weird perimeter and not be able to communicate with the police and not even say who all was even there, a list of names. And Congress asked for these. They said, we'd like to know who all the Secret Service agents that are on duty that day so they can talk to them. They haven't made it available. Cheadle just kept saying, I have to get back to you. Or she would say, well, let's wait for the FBI investigation. Lady, the FBI is investigating Thomas Crooks, not you. You have to come forward with that information. It's basic information. Why won't you give it to Congress? What are you hiding? I think they're dragging their feet long enough because they're going to attempt to kill him again. And it just, they won't get a second chance if this information comes out, because that information is going to show without a doubt so much that no one in the public is going to believe them, that it's incompetence. They're going to say, you guys did this on purpose, and incompetence is the cover up. And I'm not alone in this assessment. Like a lot of intelligence analysts, former analysts for the State Department and the CIA have agreed with me on this. Now, we're still looking at him being shot in the back of the head. That is not 100% confirmed, but there is evidence of that. And if that's the case, the only person that would be in a position physically to shoot him in the back, and this, it just does line up with acoustic evidence, by the way, too, not just the blood splatter, would be somebody on the police force. So there's a lot of corruption in Pennsylvania that day, and we are not at the bottom of it. But the news cycle has just moved on to some intersex person in a boxing match in the Olympics or whatever. I mean, they were really waiting to get rid of this story, you know, and if they have to start a giant war with Iran and Lebanon, they will. They'll do anything to bump this out of the news cycle because they can't stand the fact that people are looking into it. Then you get the cell phone footage from the Trump supporters who were there that day. And boy, it's bad. That's why you have more acoustic evidence. And the more acoustic evidence you have, because if you only have it from one spot, you can't really triangulate, okay, that sounds like it's here, here, here. When you get enough cell phones with the same kind of audio, this isn't AI, this isn't something somebody faked on Twitter. These are things you can cooperate by matching them with one another. And it appears there's 9 shots. Now, some shots could have been almost at the same time. This is just analysis from people breaking up wave files and, you know, slowing them down and counting shots. I'd like a proper forensic audio experts to go over this, and hopefully they will. Just as they did with JFK to prove multiple shooters. Unfortunately, that did not happen until the 1970s, after 2 of the Kennedys were already dead. And many people still don't know our own government's official story on JFK based on acoustic evidence is multiple shooters. But it's still blamed on on Lee. But we have audio evidence, a lot more, because there's a lot more cell phones. The JFK was just one police motorcycle had its audio on and recorded shots. Here we have so many cell phones. And that's what makes it so much harder to get away with an assassination nowadays. Everybody in that crowd has a phone. And there are multiple videos of the shooter on the roof. There's videos of the police being told he's on the roof. There's video of him walking around, not running, walking from one side of the roof to the other in plain view of counter snipers. No one took the shot. What would they do with? This isn't like when he got in place and he was allegedly blocked by a tree. The place where he went up, whether he climbed the pipes or a ladder, or whatever, was not where he ends up laying down and taking shots. He had to walk across the roof, as I said last time, from left to right, and then lay down and go forward to where the arch is. And he just did it in front of everyone, and it's on film. So even people on Fox News, Jesse Waters and some others, starting to question this. What? Just what the hell is going on? Did you let this happen? Because I would almost rather it be an inside job than the alternative. Because the alternative is we are so inept and so incompetent that no one can do their job on the Secret Service or the police department, that everything has just fallen apart. They've hired so many people for political reasons and stuff and mismanaged it so badly that absolutely nothing works, which means the whole system it has fallen. And that's even scarier than they did it on purpose, in my opinion.
So if people are watching, we've got over 1,000 watching now across all platforms. Please support Ryan at his Twitter. He has been eviscerated from all of the other platforms. His Twitter handle is at RYLiberty, link in description box. And I've got something I'm going to read to you, Ryan, because you touched on the socials. So Congress, at the end of last month, they had the Secret Service's new head, Ronnie, and they had the number two at the FBI, Paul, testifying. And the FBI guy said that, yes, they have believed they've found Crux's socials. And his comments appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes to espouse violence. He wouldn't confirm the name of the social media platform until after his agents could prove it with 100% certainty. So basically, they've gone in front of Congress and offered some speculative information that Crux is doing right-wing posts.
Well, I mean, anti-Semitism is neither right or left-wing. Anti-Semitism is just anti-Semitism. And yeah, that sort of dovetails with this canard of, oh, maybe it was Iran, because, you know, Trump killed Soleimani, so Iran wants to assassinate the former president right before the RNC, and somehow Iran got the Secret Service to not guard a roof, and Iran got all the police to leave, and Iran did this and Iran did that. But they want to act like, first of all, Iran's not anti-Semitic either. Iran is in opposition to Israel, and Israel's in opposition of Iran. But we all know that Israel paints all its critics as a bunch of Jew haters and just irrational. It has nothing to do with them murdering babies and, you know, bombing houses and colonizing their neighbors. I think it's just because you hate Jews. So that's the kind of crap they'd have. And yeah, Trump is some of his family members are Jewish, and all this. That's the, if it's just criticism of Israel, I mean, that's the entire government. I mean, that's all of them. He wouldn't have to kill Trump. But making posts like that, other than, you know, the platform Gab, it's a free speech platform. So they would just say anybody on Gab is anti-Semitic, which is not true. But they do allow anti-Semitic posts because they allow anything. You can say anything, racism, sexism, whatever, because Gab's philosophy is say whatever you want, but anyone can say whatever they want back to you too. That's the thing. But what was the social media then? If he's making these posts, because if you're making anti-Semitic posts, you usually get banned for something like that because that's against the rules on like every other platform. Anti-immigrant as well. Yeah, anti-immigrant as well, huh? Yeah, sure. Yeah, like Trump's the guy that wanted to build a wall and doesn't want all the immigrants. Like he's the most anti-illegal immigrant candidate we have. So you want to kill that guy, yeah, even though you're anti-immigrant, right? It doesn't jive with interviews with his own high school classmates because he had like there was actually a conversation with a Hispanic American. And he was asking if he liked Trump or not. And he's like, well, I do. The Hispanic guy likes Trump. And he's like, well, that's stupid. You know, but like he's cordial and friendly with everybody. Nobody from his high school was like, oh, this guy's a racist or this guy hates immigrants. So, you know, it's possible someone could just hide all that and only voice it online or whatever. But it doesn't seem to fit with him there. It doesn't fit with him at his community college. His parents didn't bring that up either. They're just saying, oh yeah, he made these posts somewhere on social media, but we can't tell you which one or what it is or let you see it. I mean, it's like, look, And he probably hid the weapons of mass destruction too. You know, it's just, these people have lied about every war ever. They are after Iran and they want to paint a picture like, oh, this guy that, you know, everyone hates, at least every Trump supporter can't stand because he killed a man, he injured two others, and he nearly killed Donald Trump, was some guy that hates immigrants and hates Jews.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Yeah, right.
And they added at the end, they've not even confirmed it 100%. If you've not even confirmed it 100%, why are you even bringing it to the attention of the world? Absolute nonsense.
How could you not confirm it? I mean, if he made it posts, he did. You just don't know if that's his account or not? This guy is not some supervillain or anything. When they say he has encrypted accounts, or, you know, some people wrongly said overseas accounts. No, he doesn't have overseas accounts. He has accounts that use overseas servers, which I'm doing right now. If you have a Telegram, you have an overseas server. If you have a Discord, you have an overseas server. If you have a Proton Mail, you have an encrypted account. Lots of things are encrypted. They're not encrypted very much, but they are encrypted accounts, and they use overseas servers. It's just a canard of language that boomers don't understand because they don't know what encryption and overseas server means. They don't know how much of the internet is not in the United States. because they want to act like Iran did this, Iran did this. And then you could even see the devil himself when Netanyahu came to speak to Congress. He blamed it on Iran and wants war with Iran. And what did he do days later? They didn't change the plans, even though Trump was not killed. They assassinated the civilian leadership so that they have no one to negotiate with. And they killed the head of Hamas in Iran. And I promise you this, because I'm looking at the movements of the cargo going in and out of Iran and to Hezbollah. Like within weeks, maybe even a week, they're going to hit them back, just as they did in April. On April 1st, the Israelis went and did a missile strike on an Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, on sovereign territory. They blew up an embassy, essentially, and murdered all the people in it. And Iran announced for 2 weeks, we are going to strike back. Well, what they did is they pre-announced it. They said they were coming, and they sent some drones and some low-end missiles across two countries that Israel intercepted, but it cost them $1 billion to do it. And some of them still landed anyway, because those defense systems aren't very good. And they're low on ammo, because I just saw the deal where the Americans just bought $19 million worth of Patriot missile system ammo from Japan, because apparently America can't make it themselves anymore. So they're buying the ammo from there. It's a lot of it was used up in Ukraine in that pointless imperial escapade. And a lot of it's been used up on Hamas and the Houthis. They don't have enough. And Iran tested that. When they went in, they flooded the air with some trash, some $2,000 to $5,000 drones that are being intercepted by $50,000 to $90,000 missiles. Total waste. They're out. They will be hit back, and it will connect, because even lower grade ballistic missiles shot from a far shorter distance, from south of the Litani River in Lebanon, right into, say, Haifa, for example, Iron Dome's not going to block that. Hezbollah has demonstrated they've even taken out Iron Dome platforms with missiles. So they took out the anti-missile system with the missile. That's just not going to protect them. They're living in shelters and stuff right now. Israel has really bitten off more than it can chew. But Netanyahu went to Congress with no evidence at all and said Iran tried to kill Donald Trump. And so here's the stories. And this is just like all their previous lies about Iraq, Syria, and Libya. Well, maybe this, maybe that. Maybe it was a YouTube video that they're mad at Benghazi about. Maybe this, maybe that. And I'd give more examples, but it's YouTube, and I don't want to get in trouble. But you guys can remember. Your audience knows. Like, they're educated. They remember the lies of these previous wars. And it's always after the fact. Oh, whoops. Yeah, they didn't actually gas their own people. Oh, yeah, we didn't actually have WMDs. Like, yeah, there was no rape armies by Gaddafi or like stuff they said. It was all made up. But they don't care. They just say whatever they need to do, yellow cake, uranium from Niger, or missiles and or botulinum toxin, VX gas under the palaces of Saddam, or mobile weapons labs that have anthrax. Like, all this stuff was not true. But they know that it'll take you long enough to figure out that it's false, and by then they've already started the war. They have effectively started a war with Iran already by those assassinations. It's going to happen. They're not going to wait for Israel to do it again. It's going to be the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Iran, and the Shia militia from Iraq all hitting Israel at the same time. And I have zero sympathy for them after what they've done in Gaza, murdering all those kids and babies and blowing up apartments. I hate war, but I just don't see another solution when you're dealing with absolute psychopaths. And when he came, and it was all planned, he was coming on the 24th of July. He was set to come right after the RNC concluded to talk to Congress and blame the assassination on Iran. And he still did it, even though it was mission incomplete, because Trump turned his head at the exact right time and literally dodged a bullet. They still just went through the motions. They're still trying to blame it on that. And I think he's anti-Semitic. It's on the social media that we aren't sure of and can't confirm and aren't allowed to show you and not even name which one it is. Okay, they're lying. which makes the FBI now part of it. It's not just the Secret Service. And we all knew this. People, Tucker Carlson, I'm sure you know, they say they're going to shoot Trump. Andrew Tate said they're going to kill him. They have to. They have no way out of this. Everybody could see this coming. And everybody also knew, oh, yeah, the FBI is going to investigate it. That's like when the police investigate themselves and find no wrongdoing. You can't let Christopher Wray and these goons, these anti-Trumpers that have been after him on pick something, on everything. They've gone after his family, his finances, his reputation. Famicide, excuse me. When you destroy someone's reputation. They've done it. They accuse him of rape. They try to throw him in jail. Like, and these are the people, they did the Russia hoax. They protected Hunter Biden and said that it was Russian disinformation about the laptop when it definitely was not. And social media protected that too, because anybody that was reporting on the Hunter story and showing what was on the laptop, because all over Chinese websites, it got banned. You weren't allowed to say it. So this is who you're dealing with, investigating the shooter and giving his motives. Anything that comes out of their mouth is not credible, especially something as stupid as, oh, we finally did find social media, and it just happens to fit the anti-Iran narrative that the prime minister who owns us came and ran his mouth about, just like the previous times when he promised there'd be positive reverberations throughout the Middle East if only we would take out Saddam and topple Iraq. And that is not what happened at all. That's not what happened when Gaddafi was killed either. They essentially handed a functional North African country over to Al-Qaeda. And within months, they had reinstituted slavery in North Africa. Good job. Made slavery great again. You reinvigorated the North African slave trade. You could buy a person for $400 after they destroyed Libya. That's unforgivable, and no one talks about it anymore. They destroyed Libya. And they destroyed a lot of Syria, too. And there was no reason for the war in Syria or to support ISIL, Al-Qaeda. They did. FSA and the rest of it, they did. They supported Jabhat al-Nusra, HTS. They supported all the Ahrar al-Sham and these groups that cutting off people's heads and all the rest of it. That was the bedfellows of the U.S. and Israel in those wars. And Donald Trump wanted to get out of Syria. And Donald Trump wants to get out of Ukraine. And NATO is in Ukraine. And there are already $220 billion sunk in from the United States. That is a war they're not going to win, and they're not going to get that money back, but it's just a big profiteering ring anyway. So there's a lot of people that want to get rid of Trump. And it includes the deep state. And there was a warning, I think it was from Schuer, who was saying, you know, you don't want to go after intelligence. They got six ways to Sunday to take you out. And Joe Biden himself saying we need to put a bullseye on Trump and all the people in the media calling him Hitler. So this is to create an atmosphere so you can find some loner incel idiot who's willing to do it. And when they got, I'll tell you what's on his socials, the same thing as the Buffalo shooting, the mass school shooting, or not school shooting, they just went and started shooting people in a supermarket. He had a Discord server, and half the people on it were spooks. He was talking to former FBI and CIA agents, a 16, 17-year-old kid. You guys comb through these servers to find these weirdos and encourage it. And then you help the plot along by saying he's going to be here on this roof. Nobody be around. We're going to make the perimeter shape like this. All the cops are going to leave. No one's going to go up there. Even if people are yelling and saying, there he is, he's got a gun, he's on the roof. You just ignore it. And they did, and it's on film. I mean, they cannot be allowed to get away with this. At minimal, like their best excuse they have is, we all really, really suck at our job, and we should have done this, we should have done that. None of them should be cops anymore if that's what they're going to go with. And they're going to have to go with incompetence, because the only other alternative is utterly criminal. You are part of a conspiracy to kill the former president. And they were, I'm sure it wasn't every cop. I mean, why photograph him at all? Somebody did. And whoever it was apparently was leaving, like changing shifts. So, hey, there's guys here. He's got a rangefinder. Good luck. That should have been sent to the Secret Service. But they couldn't send it to the Secret Service. I'm like, you couldn't radio it. You can't walk over there and tell them about it. I mean, they're right there. I mean, I don't buy it. I think, yeah, probably the radio, they weren't on the same communications. That was sort of a layer of, oh, here's what you can say, why you didn't tell us. If you knew someone, he's definitely not out there playing golf. You got some 20-something-year-old incel loser with a rangefinder walking around with a backpack. You have to tell everybody in your command in the police department, the other police department, and the Secret Service. That wasn't done. So maybe the lower ones did tell their commander, the commander sat on it. Because that's really the bottleneck's the only part you have to control. And that's probably why these cops went and told the media what they did. They go, yeah, we had his picture and we were looking for him. So they're asking, well, who was supposed to relay this to the Secret Service? Or why couldn't you relay it directly? And we don't have an answer. They won't give us a name. Which makes it worse. Because in not doing that, they are now co-conspirators. I do believe we will get the bottom of this. I mean, they can't just not give us any of the names forever. Congress is going to investigate it. And this needs to happen pronto before this war starts, because that's going to totally shift U.S. focus.
So we've got almost 1,500 watching live across all platforms. Please support Ryan's work. If you have got a question for Ryan, put them in the chat, and I will give them to him at the end of this interview. Don't worry, I will get them all starred and stored. And his Twitter is at RYLiberty. So support him on Twitter, please. People are asking Ryan, what is the ultimate goal to get rid of Trump? And then would they just put Kamala in and she'd rubber stamp the war, military industrial complex? What's the end game?
Yeah, I mean, Kamala's not, like, Joe's not really there, hasn't been the whole time. She's not a real person. She's not a serious person. That is just a hyena, just up there to laugh, never going to hold a press conference, just someone to fill up a seat and be the face while the deep state runs the country. It's going to be Anthony Blinken and all the little advisors, little viziers, snake in the ear, that are actually running the country. Biden was just a face. Kamala's just a face. Trump. Well, I mean, maybe you don't like some of the things he decides. Maybe you like some of them, don't like some of them. Maybe you hate them all, whatever, but it's him deciding it. And that's the problem. You're supposed to roll over and let the money powers run the show. And Trump wouldn't do that. Now, if you look at, like, who had the motive to get rid of Trump, that's everyone. He's threatening to get out of NATO. That ticks off the entire military-industrial complex and all the NATO boys and all the profiteers involved. He wanted to pull troops out of Syria. He's willing to work with the Russians. He was willing to even work with North Korea. There's a lot of things about, so a lot of him is establishment stuff too. I mean, he declared Golan Heights part of Israel. He did some stupid things. But on some very key major issues, it's not just like, I'm not going to let men play women's sports. I mean, getting out of NATO. Removing troops from Syria. He's also responsible for making the deal to finally end the 20-year-long war in Afghanistan. It didn't happen on his watch because he didn't get reelected, but he's the one that put that in motion. And then Biden botched the withdrawal in the most humiliating way possible. But he wanted out. And the war party is not going to let someone in like that. The other thing is, if he becomes president, 1,000% he's going to investigate the 2020 election because he believes it was stolen. And in his RNC speech, he kept saying, because they stole it, they let dead people. He's still saying the same stuff. Well, they wouldn't let him speak. You know, like, you're no longer, they cut off his Twitter, they cut off his YouTube, they cut off everything when he was questioning the election. Like, you're not allowed to do that. You absolutely are allowed to do that. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But you are allowed to question election integrity. They're doing it in Venezuela. They won't do it in the United States. So, I mean, in that, if it turns out they did steal it, and he could, as president, absolutely reveal that, that would be the end of the Democratic Party. Like, if it was known that they pulled a stunt like that, they are done. That is the death of that party. That's far more of a vulnerable position than the warmongering and whatnot, is you stole a U.S. election. And there's other things. It's the retribution he can get. When they went after him, and they went after, you know, his taxes, and his, they went after his children and all the accusations they made, and they weaponized the FBI to go after a political opponent. Well, two can play that game. And I promise you this, if you got rid of Christopher Wray and got a proper FBI in there, and you investigated any of the Bidens, James Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, doesn't matter. They're all crooks. And they'd all be in jail for the rest of their lives. If you investigated Nancy Pelosi for insider trading, she'd be in jail. 100% that woman is not some stock market genius. She had insider knowledge. Duh. They just don't prosecute these kind of things. It's kind of the backroom handshake. You don't do it to us and we won't investigate you. Well, they already investigated Trump. And he's like, I'm getting retribution. After all that, after everything they put him through, the Supreme Court finally threw out some of it. Oh, yeah. It's on. If he's there, he won't get in until January 20th. One of the first things he'd do is go after them. And that's where it gets to the point. So you can't just cheat. You have to try and shoot this guy. Like, they have to be certain he doesn't become president, because the fate of the entire Democratic Party rests on it. And the wars, like, if he gets out, you can't just wait 4 years and then start it up again. Oh look, Russia. No, it's over. This is their only chance. And I promise you that war in Ukraine is not going to last 4 more years. Anyway, they're teetering as it is. Oh, they got some F-16s. That's great. How many pilots do you have? Those things can be shot down like anything else. It helps, but it is not going to turn the tide of that war. Russia is winning that war. There is nothing short of nuclear weapons that would change that outcome. So everyone, every crook that we can't stand cannot afford the risk of letting Donald Trump become president, which he would in a fair election. He'd destroy Kamala. She's going to pick Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania because they need those electoral votes, and it is a swing state. They think that will do it. I'm not sure it will. I mean, Trump won it before. Pretty sure he won it in 2020. I mean, he had it until the middle of the night when 800,000 votes came in for Biden at 2 a.m, where they're taping up the windows and blocking your view with cardboard and all the stunts they did. Like, we had a functional media. No one covered that. This is the same media that said, 50 intelligence agents said, there is no Hunter laptop. They said they just lie about everything. And they lied about that election. It's very reasonable to think they did when you know how much they lied about everything else. And it's all one direction. Get him out. Put Biden in. And Biden rolled over to everything they wanted to do. They started a war with Russia. Zelensky didn't do that by himself. He had a green light. He knew. Boris Johnson went and said, we will back you up. We meaning the UK and the United States. Somebody blew up the Nord Stream line. Russia didn't do that to themselves. You know, and they won't admit it. They're like, pipeline just blew up. We're not going to say we did it. There's no other option, though. They did it. They blew up the Kerch Bridge, too, in Crimea. It's acts of terrorism. It's eco-terrorism. And it's just, these are people that are violent. They're psychotic. And they lie. And they just don't even worry about the lie being uncovered because they realize if it's not on TV, it doesn't exist. And APAC runs the show. And so these kind of things are not covered except on shows like yours and things that are, you know, there are alternative medias making a difference. And because of Elon Musk, alternative media is, it has more teeth than it's ever had. People are able to, like a journalist, Glenn Greenwald or Tucker, people like that, can just use their Twitter account and get just the same size audience they would on a televised network or more sometimes. And so that's the threat. The fact they don't have a monopoly on the press, there's at least one social media outlet that lets, you know, most people talk, although it's not perfect. Then they got Donald Trump. And I'm not throwing my support behind Trump. I mean, I'll pick him over Kamala. I really would say neither. I'm a Ron Paul kind of person. But I'm telling you what the quote-unquote deep state is afraid of. Trump absolutely does challenge them on some key issues. He is not the same as the rest of them. Whether it's Kamala or Biden or whatever, it's not a dime's worth of difference. RFK Jr., it wouldn't, you know, nothing would change. But with Trump, you're looking at drastic changes on everything from immigration to war. And they wanted him dead. There's no way after that debate with Biden that he had a chance. So they got rid of him, put in Kamala. Have you heard her try to speak? She's not going to have one debate. That's over, you know. So shooting him was the only way out.
We've got a question here, Ryan, from Carrot. If they wanted to kill Trump, then why leave it to an incompetent young shooter? That doesn't make sense. Incompetent security makes a lot more sense to me. Trump is not a security priority.
Well, it is incompetent security. It's incompetence on purpose. I don't believe it was an incompetent shooter. He did hit him. Trump just turned his head at the perfect moment to dodge that bullet. And I think it was an arrogant shooter, because a professional would have just aimed center mass. There's no way he could miss. He tried to take a headshot. He'd probably pulled it off the shooting range many times and thought he could do this. But Trump, because it hit his ear, is why he ducked. If he had missed, he might not have known what was going on yet, and then he would have got hit. But because it hit his ear, he's like, what the? He felt the pain and he went to the ground. And the other shots, by the way, when they're all laying on the ground, it went over their backs by inches. Inches. They almost shot him again. I don't think he was that incompetent. The thing is, you can't just go find an incel patsy at the store. You got to have somebody that's in the area that has expressed extreme hatred for Trump that you can groom into doing it. You can't hire a hitman because there's a paper trail. It's got to be some dork no one knows that doesn't lead back to you at all. And they don't have a lot of those. But you just need one. And he had practice. He'd gone to the shooting range. He had zeroed his rifle, which is, you know, an amateur wouldn't know to do. He got in the spot, the perfect place, apparently, you know, with a tree blocking one counter sniper team, and the roof was arced, so only the top of his head, eyeball, were peeking over to take those shots. He's in a good defensive position. He had enough wherewithal to do recon with a drone to see where everybody was before the event, and then disappear and lose the cops, come back again. But then, yeah, there's some bozo stuff, like, why are you wearing shorts on a hot roof? And why don't you wear a long sleeve shirt? I don't know. There's some dumb things. But he was good enough to take a shot at that distance. 140 yards with an AR-15. I mean, the first shot, you should hit him, because you can sit there and aim. After that, when you're shooting, you know, after you're, because your gun jerks back a little bit after your first shot, you got to re-aim a little bit. I could, okay, a lot of people would miss that, but you just need to hit the first one. And he had him. He had him in, like, lined up right in the middle of his head. Trump turned, so he hit him in the ear. I don't think he was a pro. I don't think he was incompetent. I think he was good enough. And they were confident he could pull it off. And apparently, when Trump went down, I think they thought, we got him, because, like, he hit him. Pep, pep, and then he falls. Well, he was hitting the deck. You know, when you get shot at, that's what you do. You drop to the ground. You let the Secret Service body you and become shields. When he went down is when Crooks got shot. It was like, oh, all right, his mission's complete. Don't let this guy talk. And if it turns out he was shot in the back of the head, it changes this whole story. But I, again, that is something that's, you know, there is evidence for it, but we're, I'm 50-50 on that. I'm listening, you know, to people I respect, put that forward and put the evidence forward. I want to ask others, what's some other explanation for this? What's the counter evidence to this? And see what makes the most sense. But that's something we're sort of sussing out at the moment. But man, if that's the case, you can't have that guy walking and talking. You know, he can't survive the shooting. He has to die. And if the Secret Service doesn't plug him, someone has to. Point blank if they have to, or, you know, 10 feet away or whatever. If shot, you can't miss. We'll see. We're going to find out soon what actually took him out. Because, listen, there's a lot of people in Congress after Kimberly Cheadle was speaking. They're like, this doesn't add up. They're all thinking you guys tried to kill him. They're all thinking it. They're asking, like, what is your excuse here? Why won't you cooperate with us? Why are you stonewalling an investigation and shooting Americans? They're angry. But it's Congress. So getting an independent committee and da, 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 da is easier said than done, but it is being done. And that's why I hope all of you continue to pay attention to this story. Don't let this get bumped off by whatever the next exciting news is. This is, there is hardly anything more important than trying to kill essentially the next president right before the RNC, which would have forced them to have the donors quickly choose a replacement. And it looks like, and Nikki Haley said prior to July 13th, that she would be president if something happened to Trump. It would go to her. Really. And that there would be a female president because it would be her versus Kamala. She was saying Biden would be gone too.
You got a question here, Ryan. And if you could, there's a bit of wind hitting your phone as well, I think. If you could get away from
it. All right, I'll get it. Yeah, I just felt that coming.
Question is from Kaza. The question is from Kaza. And Kaza wants to know, what are they really hiding?
Well, they're hiding the fact that they attempted a coup. And they attempted it on American soil. They'd already done that in Ukraine. Well, they've done it in a lot of places. They attempted a coup, and then you had the Biden-appointed head of the Secret Service sit in front of Congress with just dead eyes and not answer any questions, not show any remorse. She actually showed contempt. She was mad they were even asking her about it. They're trying to hide the fact that they tried to get him assassinated. They essentially knew there was an active shooter. They did have his social media. They knew exactly who he was. They saw him at the event. They photographed him like, he's here. Okay. Let him on the roof. Everybody, you know, leave your post at the way. Go get lost somewhere so he can do this. That's what happened. They didn't communicate it. It's like, okay. Well, I had to go. I got locked out of the door. And, oh, there was a fence in the way. Oh, this, oh, that. All right, but you knew there was a guy and you were looking for him, so standard protocol is if there is a threat in the field, then the president doesn't go on the stage. You keep him in a safe zone until the threat is over. If you can't find the guy, then Trump just doesn't get to talk until you do. That wasn't done.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
So anytime they make an excuse, it just is okay. Well, then that would go to plan B. You didn't do that either. They didn't do A, B, C, anything. They're hiding the fact that they already stole an election. They cannot beat him politically. They could not beat him with the court system. They couldn't get him impeached. So they tried to blow his head off on TV. If you don't think that, oh, but they do that. These people have murdered millions in their wars. They don't have a conscience. They've always gotten away with it, and they figured whatever, the press is going to do whatever we say. And they're right. It was just people watching C-SPAN or watching on YouTube or whatever that saw the questioning of the Secret Service and how ridiculous it was. It wasn't really covered by the networks. Independent journalists had to dig up and put the pieces together. And I think they screwed up bad. I think there's a good chance they don't get away with this. Especially if he doesn't get killed between now and January 20th and Trump becomes president, he can investigate shooting. Heads are going to roll. All these people are criminal anyway. Whether they did this or not, they're guilty of so many other things.
Right, you've got a question. It infuriates me. You got a question from Nexus. Do you think there are other plans to unalive 45 or even Harris before the election to cause more chaos in the US and the world?
Yeah, there's a chance that Biden could just step down so Harris could pardon him. So she'd already be the president running going into the election. There's a chance of that.
Come up with a medical reason.
Yeah, COVID or whatever. Yeah, he's dementia. They finally admit it. And so he'll tap out. She'll become the first female president. She'll pardon the Biden family. And she'll be able to go into the presidential race as the sitting president, which carries more weight. I don't think anybody really wants to be president in the next few months with this war in the Middle East that's about to pop off, and the war in Ukraine that's going the way it's going. Nobody wants to be part of that, but there's a chance of that. As far as killing Trump, there was a whistleblower from the Secret Service that said they're going to do it again, and that the top five people all have to go. That's how deep it is. And not just Kimberly Cheadle, like the next four in a row need to be removed. That was on Fox. I mean, that was this. There are people, there are good people in the Secret Service and the police department, I'm sure. And they are blowing the whistle. Trump needs to be very careful at these outdoor rallies. They don't care how bad it looks doing a second assassination attempt, because letting him become president is the death of everything they've been working on for decades. And so, it'll be harder to do. He's going to have more security than ever. Everyone's going to have their cell phones out at Trump rallies. You could see his crowd protected him. They didn't run away stampeding and screaming. They stood there to see what happened to him. And they stood by their injured comrades and pointed and asked for medical help and stayed right there. Didn't move an inch, with somebody with a gun shooting into the crowd. And they're just standing up and pointing at him. There he is. They were not afraid. I tell you, the MAGA people are built different. Like, you're lucky it was at a rally where they were disarmed, because if that had been anywhere else, that whole house would have looked like Swiss cheese. Because they're always packing.
She's got a question from Ed. Do all the three-letter agencies need to be disbanded?
From my opinion, I would get rid of the BIA. I would get rid of the IRS. I'd get rid of the CIA. I'd get rid of the Fed. That's not a three-letter agency, but if you nickname it FED, it is. I would really clean up the FBI. I get rid of the DHS. There's no point in that one at all. Bureau of Indian Affairs, get rid of that. Pretty much they need to be done away with or face massive reform. I'm trying to think of any, like the NSA is necessary, but they should not be doing the things they're doing, spying on Americans. Like, there needs to be oversight. The problem is there's like, who watches the watchers? That seems to be the issue. But a lot of it's leadership. We're run by criminal pedophiles. You have a clique of billionaires that donate profuse amounts of money to not only federal elections, but everything down to the sheriff, to the DA. It's so corrupt and full of money from these lobbies and these really demonic individuals. And some of the stuff they're into is truly frightening in barbarity and sickness that they have. And I think first thing that has to change is we have to have functional media. Like all those Epstein clients, I've listed them. I've mapped them out. I have done like detailed interviews on like each person. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but it would matter a lot more if that was on TV, and it never is going to be, because who owns it? Like nothing, none of the three-letter networks or the money laundering, the war profiteering, the propaganda, it all relies on controlling media. Like they can't murder until they lie. That's what they call the devil the father of lies, at least Christians do. If they had not lied about WMDs, there would not have been a war in Iraq, and there wouldn't have been all that murder. There wouldn't have been all the starvation, and there wouldn't have been all the desperate situations where people were selling their kids. I was like, none of that would have happened. If they had not lied about Syria, then there wouldn't have been an ongoing 9-year conflict with Al-Qaeda. Da, 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 da. Like, it always, the first sin is to destroy the truth. And so if you took that weapon away, the rest of it would fall apart. The CIA and the FBI would not be as corrupt as they are if the corruption was actually reported and it stopped right there. Like, a lot of these people should have been arrested before they made it to their 30s. But the problem is, no matter what they do, and I'm talking like anything they do, including grooming little kids and stuff, they get away with it. Nobody reports it, and there's no consequence for it. See, you can't avoid the consequence without avoiding the reporting. Because if you report it, the public pressure forces somebody to at least get thrown under the bus. Like this guy, Hugh Edwards, in the BBC, with a child pornography on his phones. Somebody that had lambasted others and saying, "You're toxic masculinity," and the dude is looking at children essentially being raped on his phone and on his computer. And Edwards, his name is. He was a head guy at BBC. You think none of his colleagues knew that? Do you know why they go after a retired guy? Because now and then they got to throw someone under the bus to keep the rest of them on their toes. Our mass media is so crawling with these weirdos because the compromise get promoted. So if you really want to get at the sickness, it's not about like vote in the right guy, just vote harder, or abolish this agency or not, because who's going to do that? You have to fix the press. That is their weak spot. And that is why, if you can't fix televised media, then replace it. And that's sort of happening with Twitter and Substack and Rumble and the different social media sites. Free speech fixes all these things. If somebody let me have subpoena power or let me talk to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein, they'd all be in prison. I have every single name on that list. Sean knows that. Like, I have been talking about this for 15 years. If I don't have all the names, I've got 3 pages worth. It's big people. You guys know who it is. There's no reason in the world someone like Les Wexner should be walking around free, or Leon Black, or any of these people. And that is the money power. And if you want to look at like who donates to AIPAC, we're like, well, AIPAC controls Congress. Like, yeah, where'd they get the money from? It's always from the same clique. And you're only talking about a couple hundred people. They're just so wealthy and above the wall. But that's all we could fix everything. Not everything, but we could fix so much that's wrong with the world if we got rid of these sadistic, I'll just call them a cabal.
You got another question in. It's from SAH. Why can't they try to beat Trump by normal channels?
Have you seen his rallies with the stadiums full of people? They can't. He is a master of theater at a Vince McMahon level. He says things that resonate. People, they don't want an open border. Most of the country doesn't want these silly wars. They don't want to spend hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign aid overseas. They don't like inflation. He had unemployment at its lowest rate. He had inflation at one of the lowest rates it had been in a very long time. Whether you liked what he said or not, he was the first guy that got in there and actually did what he said he was going to do. And so he has a very loyal following, and the other side has nobody. Kamala Harris is room temperature IQ, just filler. There are people either voting for Trump or against Trump. Nobody's voting for Harris. You can't even name one accomplishment she's ever done. Oh, what accomplishments do you like? I don't know. It's just everything. She's never done anything right. They can't beat him. I mean, they've looked at the polls, and a lot of Americans love him. They're going to vote for him. They benefited from his presidency last time. They see that their side doesn't have anybody with the name recognition or power or popularity that can stand up to Donald Trump. And the more they tried to throw him in jail, and it was just so obvious and dumb, the more people supported him. In fact, a lot of people that weren't sure about him became Trump supporters because of how they were treating him. Because a lot of them, they've been through it. They know how unfair the press is. They know how bad our policing is. And they know how bad the court system is. And so it's like he was like a Dragon Ball character. Like every time they beat him up a little bit, it made him stronger later. And I think they did the polls. They looked at it, especially after that debate with whatever that was with Biden, went about as well as the Prince Andrew interview. They knew they couldn't beat him. I'm not sure they were planning to shoot him. They were going to try to beat him. They were hoping he'd screw up. Maybe Biden would hit a homer. They gave it a chance. That's why they had the debate so early. We never do debates in June. But they did what they weren't sure. So they had it early. They probably had Biden on a lot of drugs trying to get him through it. He bombed. So they went to plan B, shoot him.
Next question is from Lisa. Do you think Trump's plane is safe?
I don't think any Boeing plane is safe at this point, but that could be a way to get him to have an accident. That's a very good observation. Instead of planning a shooting, to say, oh, his plane crashed. If Trump's plane crashes, though, how many people are you going to think will believe it wasn't sabotage? But then again, do they care whether or not you believe it was sabotage? They want him dead so bad, it's worth it. So that's a good something he also ought to pay very close attention to. You want to keep your same mechanics and whoever's been using your plane, and rather keep the same crew, same everybody. Because that's another way. That's another dangerous place for politicians on a plane.
All right, next question. You're asking for your thoughts on Dick Cheney. He's a long-time supervillain.
Yeah, that baby blood must be working.
Isn't there a documentary
his last
about
few
his
years
heart?
Have not been well to him, though. He's in a wheelchair now. And
is he?
You know, Cheney did one thing right. He shot his lawyer in the face. Who didn't want to shoot Dick Cheney's lawyer in the face?
And he got away with it.
Yeah, he shot him a quail shot. That still hurts. It's hilarious, really, shooting somebody a quail shot in the face. A lawyer, no less. He shot a lawyer. You're a lawyer. Great. But Cheney, you know, he was as bad as Bush was. Cheney was worse. I mean, Bush, and people are going to hate me for this, but he had a little bit of charm. He was sick, and he made bad decisions. He started a war of the rock over nothing. He was awful. But he was, I don't know. Dick Cheney's about as charming as a cactus. And the other thing is, you know he knows better. Like Bush, there's a question mark. Maybe, you know, they just lied to him and he believed it. Cheney is not dumb. He's evil. And that's a lot worse than being stupid. He knew. We know that he knew Iraq was going to be a quagmire. Because in 1994, Bush's father asked him about it. Why didn't you finish the job and get Saddam? And what did he say? Because it would have created a quagmire. And territorial integrity of Turkey would have been there. He perfectly explained what did happen in 2003. With the sectarian violence between Shia and Kurd and Shiite and all that. He said exactly how it would go. So he knew that back then. You think he forgot by 2001, 2, and 3? No. He knew. He didn't care. He was so in the red with Halliburton and KBR that he needed to use that war. He and another guy just bought a company that was going under and getting hit with the asbestos and all this. Scott Horton's done a good job. He's a runs Libertarian Institute, going over all this on Cheney. Cheney was a war profiteer. And it just didn't matter to him. Like, oh yeah, you're going to murder hundreds of thousands of innocent people and start a war with a country that didn't do anything, doesn't have any weapons, because you need no-bid contracts to get your ass out of debt. And that's what he did. He's a sick little dude.
So, question from Paula. Why would a BBC reporter have been at the Trump rally? Did they know in advance?
Trump gets global media. I mean, there were Australian media, Australian Sky Media was there, BBC was there. I think even Le Monde was there. That's not uncommon, actually, because it's Trump. So they send somebody, usually.
We've got a comment from Patrick. Larry Fink, BlackRock, said this needed to happen and chaos was needed to bring in a new world currency.
I heard Trump was, this is unconfirmed, but he was thinking about hiring Larry Fink to be the next Secretary of Treasury. That's awful. They say stuff like that. Rahm Emanuel said something similar, like, you know, never let in chaos there's opportunity or something like that. But there's going to be economic turmoil anyway, because you can't just have a 0% interest rate for a long time and then hike it up again. And the amount of government spending they did on COVID and then all of these stupid wars. Inflation in the first year of Biden's presidency was probably over 20%. I mean, it's over. And then Japan just raked it up by 0.25%, which is going to affect the carry trades and the short sellers. So you're going to see stocks fall everywhere. I guess they already did. But there's going to be more of that. There's a lot of things going on. It's really out of Trump's hands at this point. But Larry Fink, he knows. I mean, they're the biggest holding company in the world, that or Vanguard. And oddly, Thomas Crooks was in a commercial for his outfit. His high school was, and he just happened to be in it. That's odd.
We just did a video here, Ryan, about the Southport stabber, the murder of the little girls. He was in a BBC commercial when he was age 11.
Odd that they know and follow these people around. See, usually when someone's in a commercial, it's nepotism. So most of the time when, your uncle or somebody, like they just use family. Like, oh, you need some kids in the for some reason in your commercial, they don't just go find a child actor or what because Thomas Crooks not an actor. They're like, oh, we just need some people. Somehow those families are related and they choose the children of the people that are in their clique. Don't know if that's what happened with BBC, just saying it. They don't usually just go find a random 11-year-old. It's just somebody's son or daughter that is related to people that work at BBC.
Got a question from Crokey. If the hit on Trump had been successful, who would have benefited?
NATO, the DNC, obviously, probably Nikki Haley. all those factions I was naming earlier. I mean, everybody that wants to stay at war in Syria and wants to stay in perpetual war with Russia and Ukraine and keep the borders open and just the whole donor class can't stand Donald Trump. I mean, he has his Adelsons and his Ackermans and stuff. He's got a couple of them, but the rest of them are against him. The entire Zionist media can't stand him. I mean, everything he said, they went with the bloodbath lie. They went with the very fine people lie. They did the losers and suckers lie. The Russia, Russia, Russia lie. The you know, their rapists on the borderline. They're constantly denying about them, trying to get them out of there. But I'll remind you this. When Trump was feuding with Epstein, every single person on that list that actually got arrested, from Jean-Luc Brunel to Epstein himself, and including his number two, like Glenn Maxwell, happened while Trump was president. As soon as he wasn't president, not one single client has been arrested. They've paid some hush money. They've lost some lawsuits that also started while Trump was president. But nobody else is going behind bars. But you look at Joe Biden sniffing kids, and you can put two to two together how he got in there and who he'd have to comply with. They don't own him. That's why Trump is, they're scared to death of him.
Next question is, do you think we'll see a civil war or World War III?
It won't be World War III like World War II, but we are going to see a massive regional conflict, which I guess is a world war, because that it is going to evolve. Israel, Lebanon, Yemen, Iran, pieces of Iraq and Syria, the West Bank and Gaza, the United States, and probably as far as money and supplies, we pull in like Qatar, Russia, maybe even Turkey. There's so many ways that could go sideways and escalate. So we are on the brink of potential world war. I wouldn't put that on the same level as, you know, Japan and Germany, like the Axis powers, yet, but you are dealing with countries that have nuclear weapons. So let's hope it doesn't happen, but all the ingredients are there. The assassinations that Israel just carried out have pretty much guaranteed they will be hit back, and then Israel will retaliate to its own provocation. You know, it'll retaliate to the retaliation. And then there we go. The U.S. has sent 12 naval ships into the region, including a carrier, and half a dozen destroyers. That's not for show. That's pretty serious. They're buying up Patriot missile systems. Russia just delivered electronic warfare systems to Iran. I'm not going to say what's going on, but their preparations are being made. So a big hit is about to come. And we were lucky last April that it didn't go out of hand way worse than it did. But that was different. They sort of phoned ahead of time and said, look, we're doing this. We're going to hit this airfield and this and this. It was controlled. And a lot of people, the escalation ladders in the Pentagon, and because that's who's really in charge, saying, look, this is going to happen. They're going to limit it to this and that. They've warned us. There's not going to be a warning this time. And they're not going to just be shooting across Iraq and Jordan into Israel. They're going to be shooting from the Red Sea, from the Mediterranean, from Lebanon, the Golan Heights, and Iran. And there's nothing Israel can do about it. And will that trigger a regional war? Yeah. Very high chance. And that's going to make oil prices very expensive. Because if Israel strikes back at Iran, first thing they do is close the Strait of Hormuz. So you will not have the Strait of Hormuz. You will not have the Red Sea. That is a significant blow to the flow of oil and gas on the maritime Silk Road. It's going to get ugly. A lot of people are about to die. And there's no leadership. The U.S. could call this off right now. They could just end aid to Israel or threaten to. And that would be the end of the war on Gaza. And then there wouldn't be a war with Hezbollah. All of it would end. If America just had a real president, but we don't.
Yeah, stock market's down almost 3% right now. Raytheon stock market price is up 15% in the last month.
Oil, they make weapons. You're right. Oil futures will go up. Natural gas, too. Weapons companies will make money. But in general, your brokerage firm is going to tank. Your stock market's going to tank. The Japanese stock market's tanking. U.S. tanking. It's for a lot of different reasons, but everybody knows this hit is coming. They just don't know the exact day. But it's coming soon. They're prepping right now. What they're doing now is they're preparing air defense systems for the retaliation to their retaliation. So that gear is being flown in. That's been happening for days. And the foreign minister of Lebanon just went to Iran yesterday to meet. Now, that's not Hezbollah. That's Lebanon, like the government of Lebanon. Man, it's looking to be a potential. The potential for this to create an actual global war is pretty high. It's not going to involve all of Asia and Africa and stuff, but there's already wars going on with, you know, the civil war in Sudan, the civil war in Mali, and the war between Rwanda and the Congo, and then you've got conflict in Burma, and then there's a huge war between Ukraine and Russia. So like, all those theaters are already happening. Now let's add all those Middle Eastern countries. I mean, it's not all war with the same teams for the same reasons, but you have wars on every continent. So I would count that as a world war.
Murray's asking whether you are a prepper and have you stockpiled supplies?
Well, I live in Korea, so I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, I've got three kids. I always keep a little bit. I wouldn't call myself a prepper, but I keep money liquid, and I live in Asia for a reason. It's as far from this crap as you can get. Even with the threat of North Korea, I'm like, yeah, that ain't happening. So we'll be fine. I'm in Japan right now, but I live out here. I've lived out here for a long time. You know, I don't want my kids going to school where some nut come in and just start shooting. I'm not doing it. The U.S. is a failed state. I wish it was different, and every day I fight for it, and I have not given up on America. But I'm not going to make my kids live there, where, you know, men walking in the girls' bathrooms and just all the stuff that's going on. We're going to live in a civilized first world country with levitating trains, and you know, I like East Asia. It is 25 years in the future of quote-unquote Western civ. It is just better on every measuring stick. So I highly recommend that and get away from it. Plus, I was targeted. I was already banned on everything. They're going after my banks. Like, I can't. I've basically been exiled. For what? Telling the truth. I had death threats after September 11th. for just telling people what happened.
You got a question from Juanita. Do you think World War III will hold off until the U.S. has a new president?
It is more likely that this is going to start before January 20th. It's most likely this giant regional war in the Middle East, this strike from Iran and Hezbollah, is going to happen in like the next 9 days. I wish I could say, yeah, no, I think this is coming real soon. I got one more question. I got to go. It's like 11:30.
All right. So this is from Barbada. The same cult owns everything. They don't care anymore. They own politics, judicial system, military, police, and the media. What can we do?
You know, I explained this sort of earlier. If they lose the media, they lose all the rest of it. So the key to prosecuting corruption is it has to be reported. And if it isn't, as long as they're allowed to operate in the dark, they will. And demons thrive in the dark. They don't do well in light. They don't do well with sunshine. I think focusing, like, you go ahead and try clean up everything, obviously. But the main focus should be on dismantling legacy media and replacing it with alternative sources, because the media is sort of the center of the wheel. Like, if you can break that, all the rest of the power fades. Look how much you know politically that came from the internet versus TV. Just think about it. Like, what, how much did you know about central banking? Just go through the list in your head. Where did you learn that? Was it from the news or the internet? That's how powerful the media is and why they need to shut it up. All right, then, Sean, that was awesome. I got to bounce.
Yeah.
Got to go into the anniversary of the atomic bombing tomorrow, son.
All right. You enjoy that. I'll close the show, and I'll be in touch on Twitter. And please support Ryan on Twitter. His link's in the description box. Speak to you later, brother.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Later. Thank you. Thank you. All right. You know, absolutely fantastic guest, Ryan Dawson. He's been a friend of the channel for many, many years. He was the tip of the spear with the Epstein stuff. He'd investigated that case for, I think, a decade and a half. So we have got tons of content coming out this week. We are absolutely got so many things lined up. We are back at 6 p.m. I'm on at 6 p.m. It's Julia Part 3, the Madeleine McCann case with John Wedger, Ron Swanson, and myself for Julia Part 3. You may have seen Parts 1 and 2. They got a lot of attention, let's just put it that way. Then we've got Wedger back on Tuesday night with Ron. Ron's got his daily shows, his Royal Mess on Friday. We've got on Thursday night, I'm interviewing an ex-Scientologist who has not been on the channel before. And I've also got a 3+ hour true crime podcast coming out this week with a guy called Cliche, who was sent down for life for murder under joint enterprise. Filmed him in London recently. I've been speaking to him for almost a year to get that one done. And he's a brilliant storyteller. And there's even more. We've got even more scheduled than that. I just can't remember it all off the top of my head. And yeah, Wedger's been doing great. Huge salute to John Wedger for coming on so much and giving his important perspective on things. Ex-cop whistleblower, if you're not familiar with his work. He has got his own YouTube channel as well. So I'm going to grab some Scran. And I will be back at 6. I hope you've enjoyed this. I see the stock market is crashing as we speak, down 3%. It's yet to be seen whether it is a full-on correction or whether we're going into a full bear market because of all of the things that Ryan predicted here just now on the stream. If it is all going to blow up in our faces, the stock market will indeed take a huge hit. So, see some of you at 6 and take care wherever you are in the world.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.